our life,
unser Leben.
Spiritual, human, free. Human, spiritually blind. Our life, spiritual, human, free. Human, spiritual, blind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Our life, when viewed from the spiritual point of view, the human is free. When viewed from the human point of view, the spirituality is blind. Why do we say something like this? Why do we say that our life, when viewed from the spiritual point of view, our human life is unlimited? We can accomplish anything we want to accomplish. However, if we view our spiritual life from the human point of view, we're limited. Well, from the human point of view, only certain things are possible. From the spiritual point of view, everything is possible. Everything already exists, and it's up to us to start taking advantage of it. Now, what is your life? Is your life a wonderful thing, or is your life a limited thing? We have a young man who was working for us, and he was going to borrow a piece of equipment from the hardware store, where he also works, and use it to fix some doors that he's working on for us. But the owner of the hardware store said, yes, you may borrow it, but it's $9. And he knows that many other people were not charged for it, but he was being charged for it. And he felt that that was an unfair thing, merely because the owner of the hardware store was going through some financial difficulties at the moment and felt that every penny counted, you know. And so he came over here to do the work that he could have done with that piece of equipment in, say, 20 minutes, and it's going to take him 2 hours to do it. And he's being paid $15 an hour, so that's $30 to do a job that he could have just paid an extra $9 for doing in a much shorter time. You understand? He would have earned that $9 for us, not for him perhaps, but for us, twice over. But we would be the ones who'd be paying for it, so it would be us that would be making the saving. But now, he didn't think in that relationship, you understand? He didn't think in that relationship. He thought in the human. Well, she shouldn't charge me these things because she doesn't charge other people these things. And your emotion, your human emotion gets all out of whack. And the spiritual gift that was there of the equipment that could do the work in just a short time, whereas it takes you physically, and maybe not even as nicely done, it takes you a lot longer to do it, it just is not functional. Now, why is it that we are so blind with our human vision that we don't see the divine ideas flooding through our mind and our body and our affairs? Why don't we see it? We don't see it because we have been so inculcated into the activity of human thinking that we think that human thinking is all correct. We watched a movie last night about a young girl who was dying of cancer. And the young girl put on a very stiff upper lip type of front. And she was quite a good actress, doing quite a beautiful job. But there were several features going on in the movie. And the word abandonment was the feature that went on with most of the things. The girl was being abandoned by life. The girl was abandoned by her mother when she died, when she was born. The girl was abandoned by her father, who was a minister, because the father wanted to protect her from any injury or any hurt emotionally at all, that he didn't let her be engaged in life. And because she wasn't engaged in life, she didn't have the personal strength and fortitude that it takes for that, but she had to make an artificial strength and fortitude. She had to make a human one. And then the moment her human fortitude was trampled on, her pedestal was tipped over, she was just, she let go and she stopped getting well, or she stopped staying alive, and she let the cancer eat away at her. You see, We don't have to have these things. But we let our human attitudes get in there, and we're so proud of our human attitudes. We're so proud that we care, or that we love, or that we share, or that we see a person in need and we fulfill it. Whereas our spiritual attitude would look at the person in need and we would see them fulfilled. Not only right now, but forever. Fulfilled with all the things that they need. But no, we want to get in there and immediately do something, because you got to do it immediately. It's true, if you're bleeding and you need a tourniquet to stop you from bleeding to death, you put the tourniquet on. But that doesn't mean the tourniquet is the solution. With that tourniquet, you put it on, you say, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect. And then you take the tourniquet off, and you're whole and perfect. You see, can you believe that? Can you believe it? Can you participate in the activity of a bleeding leg and put a tourniquet on and not think that the leg is imperfect? No. You want to think it's imperfect because you saw it bleeding. You saw the leg being injured. You saw how terrible it was. And so for you to say it's whole and perfect is ludicrous for your mind. And your mind says, ha, 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 ha. You think you can fool me, don't you? You know. But that's what you do. That's what you do. You think that that's what it is. You know what a tourniquet is?
No.
A tourniquet is what you tie around your bleeding. And you put a tight bandage on or something, you know, a cloth, you know, and then you stop the bleeding for a while. And then you let it bleed, and then you stop the bleeding, because you got to let the blood circulate through the rest of the hand. Otherwise, you cut the whole hand off, it's gangrene. But a tourniquet merely keeps you from losing all of your blood. You know. And that's very important. If you're injured and you lose your blood, then you're really injured, you know. You're really in trouble. But anyhow, our life, the human part of us is like the blood flowing out of our body. The divine part knows that we're whole and perfect. The divine part... Now, for instance, if you are out in the middle of the woods and you are without a doctor, and you have no way of getting your friend out of the woods who has been injured, and he needs a tourniquet. Now, if you put a tourniquet on and then run for help, well, he'll die of gangrene and other things. If you stay with him and put the tourniquet on, take it off, put it on, take it off, until the blood coagulation and other things take place to mend that particular area, then the person will probably live. But better yet, if you are a spiritual being, not even a spiritual master, just a spiritual being working from your spiritual qualities, your spiritual capacity, you will say, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, and do whatever has to be done, but say you're whole and perfect. And then when you finally are done, it's whole and perfect. And no doctor was involved because you couldn't have one. And, of course, that's what the doctor would do, too. The doctor would cauterize the wound so that it wouldn't bleed. Now, that's why they put pressure right on the wound oftentimes, and to keep it from bleeding, and yet let it coagulate there without destroying the circulation of the entire body. You see, there's so many things which are so logical, and we don't need the logical things. But they're so logical that if we would just apply it, it would give us the confidence in ourselves, the confidence in the healing activity, so that the healing could take place. Our life, spiritual, it is human free. Human, it is spiritually blind. You see, when we are working from our human point of view, we fail to see the spiritual point of view. In the movie last night, the girl was so noble and so beautiful and so fantastic because she was going in helping students in underprivileged areas have special teacher training because they couldn't afford extra teachers in to teach them. So these advanced students at the school would go and help them teach. I would go teach and help them learn. And then they would work with other groups, you know, as the girl had done. And she was so noble, you know, she was doing her thing and she was enjoying her thing. And she felt so proud of herself. But then, when someone pulled the scale out from under her, all of that pride went plotch. All that pride was human pride. Now, if she, and she was very religious because, of course, her father was a minister. But when she got this attitude about herself, that she was doing the work of Jesus, she was doing the work of God, she was doing these things, she forgot that it was God that's doing the work. And she was taking credit for it. And she made a big mistake there. Now, we teach that each one is God, that each one is the creator of their own world, and each one's in charge. But we have to look at life and people from where they are. Now, where was that girl? She was in the teaching that Jesus heals, okay? Therefore, she should not take the credit for doing the healing. She should give the credit to Jesus because she believed that Jesus heals. You understand me? If you really know the full teaching of what Jesus did, you wouldn't teach that way because it's done unto us according to our belief. And you would know that it's a totally different picture. But if that's what you believe, then you have to be consistent with your belief. Because if you're inconsistent with your belief, then you are going to destroy yourself. You're going to kill yourself. Now, are we always consistent with our belief? Do we believe that we are spiritual beings? If we believe that we're spiritual beings, then we should stop acting like human beings. We should start acting like spiritual human beings, if you will. But not like human beings. Human beings look at life and say it's a problem. Human beings say we can only do so much. Human beings have a lot of different attitudes, all which are limiting. And if we are going to live from our human point of view, then we will live a normal human life with all of the normal attitudes that limit us. You understand? Now, what do you want out of life? What do you want to experience? Do you want to experience the divine in you to its highest and greatest possibility? Do you want to experience the spiritual reality of yourself as a perfect ideal idea, you know, as an is? Well, that doesn't make much room for having people love you or having people like you, because when you are in that area, you are untouchable. Now, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to come up to you and say, as you are living in this spiritually illumined world, they're going to say, "Huh, if you're so spiritually illumined, raise your mother from the dead. You know, if you're so spiritually illumined, why do you have a problem with your body? If you're so spiritually illumined, why don't you just say the table is set and have it be set? If you're so spiritually illumined, why is there a war in your world, in your consciousness?" You see, and that's just a good indication to us. If we are so spiritually illumined, we do not see any need to raise our mother or not raise our mother. Our mother has never been dead in our consciousness, in our life, in our world. There is no war in the world. We see the world at peace. We don't respond to a world at war. If we respond to a world at war, we empower the world at war, and that's who we are. That's the limitation we have. But do we have the power, the strength, the attitude, the will to live from this higher state of consciousness? Only if we can do one thing. Only if we lay aside our human desire. I have so many students who come and hear our philosophy and they say, "But I don't want to lose my humanness. I don't want to lose my friendliness. I don't want to lose my this and that." Well, hey, once you are illumined, spiritually illumined, you will not have any friends. Why? Why, Ingeborg, won't you have any friends?
Because you are the only one.
Yeah. You have unconditional love. And unconditional love does not allow for friends. And yes, you are the only one, but the thing is, Ingeborg, you create people in your world.
Yes.
But you don't create them as friends. You create them with unconditional love. Okay, you see, this is the problem we get into. We get half there, and we miss the total step. The total step is when the human no longer exists as a human. It exists only as a pure idea, as a divine idea, perfect in every respect. In every respect. Now, when we get to that point, we've done some very wonderful getting to. Our life, spiritual, human is free. Our life, human, we are spiritually blind. We do not see that all is perfect right now. We do not see that all is wonderful, that all is whole and perfect, that there's peace on earth. We do not see that when we look from the human point of view. And you know that. But when you look from the divine point of view, the spiritual point of view, then all the human limitations are gone. No longer important, no longer in our world. And that is wonderful. So let's think on these things. Our life, spiritual, human, free. As a spiritual being, our human life is free. As a human being, we are spiritually blind. We do no longer see right through each person to their reality. We only see the outpicturing of limitation that they might have. So, think on these things. It's a powerful, wonderful thought to think on. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.